This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes, and today I want to tell you a little more about the love of God, about which we've been studying for the past several times. And in this final lesson in this series, I want to note to you that the love of God is powerful and demanding. It is not only powerful enough to change your heart to love God, but it is a demanding love. We find in John chapter 14 and verse 15 the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." Now you see, what God demands of us is that we love him in return. I realize that there's much misunderstanding about the love of God. I've talked to hundreds of people, perhaps even thousands, who came to the conclusion that because God loved them, they thought they had absolutely nothing to do. That if God loved them, then it didn't matter how they reacted to God. They could, in effect, spit in his face, stomp on his word, do what they well please with their lives, be drunkards, liars, fornicators, thieves, whatever, and still God would save them when this life is over. But my friends, the Bible makes clear that it is not that way. Notice again the words of Christ, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." Now notice the inevitable result of loving the Lord Jesus Christ is to do what you know to be his will. And yet now notice, what if you do not love him? In 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse 22, the Apostle Paul had this to say, "If any man love not the Lord, let him be anathema." Now anathema means that you rest under the curse of God. So the Bible plainly teaches that every person who does not love God in return for his love for them rests under the anathema or the curse of God. So it is absolutely essential that you love God. Of course, you must believe in him, as we find in Hebrews 11 and 6. Without faith, it is impossible to be well-pleasing unto God, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So unless you believe in him, it's impossible for you to be well-pleasing unto him. Not only must you believe in God, you must believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. In John chapter 8, verse 24, the words of Jesus are recorded, "Except you believe that I am he, ye shall die in your sins." You must believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you must believe in God, and you must love both God and the Lord Jesus Christ, his Son. And now we bring in back the point that if you love him, you will keep his commandments. There is simply no such thing as a person really loving the Lord Jesus Christ and not doing what you know to do to be the will of God. For instance, if a person knows that it's the will of God that he quit lying, quit stealing, quit drinking, quit committing fornication, and all of that, and he goes right on doing it, he is therefore giving proof to himself, to God, and to everybody that knows about him, that he doesn't really love God. Now, he may say that he loves God. He may every day make the expression, "Oh, how I love Jesus." And I've heard people do that over and over again, when they went right on with their ungodly living. But the Bible makes clear that that simply is not so. In 1 John chapter 5 and verse 3, the Apostle John says that right involved in the love of God is obedience. For the love of God is that you keep his commandments. Now, for us to say that we love God when we're not willing to live as God teaches is to simply be involved in self-deception. A person can deceive himself very easily, and that's why Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 5, "Examine yourselves whether you be in the faith." But now note again the words from 1 John 5 and 3, "For this is the love of God." In other words, this is the way the love of God is manifested in your life, that we keep his commandments. Now do not deceive yourself into thinking that you love God when you're not willing to obey him. Now listen to the words of Jesus. "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." Now if a person isn't willing to do what Jesus said to do, there is clear proof that he does not love him. Won't you love and obey the Lord Jesus Christ?